I want to welcome to the show now Jason Tessman, who's the vice president of the West Virginia Nursing and Landscape Association. Good afternoon, sir. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. And thank you for working with our schedule. We had you scheduled on Friday, and some things happened from time to time, and you were flexible enough to be able to come in with us today. So I appreciate you being here. So explain the organization for us, the West Virginia Nursery and Landscape Association. Exactly what is it?
Well, our association is a professional trade association, and we support the nursery and landscape businesses throughout the state of West Virginia. Nursery and landscape businesses, we mean, landscape companies, garden centers, and also people that produce plants for sale in wholesale or retail markets.
And what kind of business is this as far as in dollars for the state of West Virginia?
Well, that's a good question.
Ballpark.
I wouldn't have that kind of info, but just if I did quick math in my head, I would imagine if I take the membership, but you're probably talking about $200 million, annual revenue.
The point I wanted to bring is this is...
Just with our membership.
Just with your membership. You're talking about a major player in the state of West Virginia here and a major economic driver. That's the point I wanted to make.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%. So you have a symposium coming up, I understand.
Yeah, our annual symposium. This is what we do once a year. We offer educational resources to our membership. We bring speakers in from around the country, experts in their fields. They may talk about business, small business, landscape design classes, and also information about horticulture and maybe some new introductions of plants that haven't been used yet, new on the market.
Okay. All right. And when is the symposium again?
It is on February 18th.
Okay, and that's...
It's at the Embassy Suites in Charleston.
In Charleston, okay. And so if people want to attend that, what do they need to do?
You can register online at WVNLA.org. There's a registration link. It is open to the public in our membership, so if you would like to attend, just go to that website, and there's a link to register for the symposium.
Now, this is not something really that's open to the public, per se, right? Or is it?
We can have... attendees register to go.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Okay. And your organization, what kind of things do you told us about the organization, but the members of the organization, talk about what they do.
Well, the board members and our association really prides itself on funding both education, scholarship, and community projects. And we only currently have one landscape architecture program in the state of West Virginia. That's at West Virginia University. We offer a scholarship for West Virginia residents only who are entering landscape architecture or horticulture programs in the state of West Virginia. And that is a full ride for each year, assuming they are able to maintain a 3.0 grade point average. Now, we have a lot of applicants for that. It's a pretty generous scholarship. So there's a process where we go through selecting who the best candidate for that scholarship would be. But that only covers the first 2 years of their education. We have a different scholarship for people in their third and fourth year of landscape architecture or horticulture. So the first one that I mentioned, it's the George Longenecker Scholarship, and that's named after one of the most well-respected landscape architecture professors at West Virginia University who passed away a couple of years ago, and the association thought to honor him, this would be, a good scholarship for that program and to recruit future professionals from the state of West Virginia into the industry. The way we see it is, our two best resources in West Virginia are our people and our land. And if we can recruit young West Virginians into a profession that allows them to be stewards of parks, cities, and natural resources, that's just a great way to bring them into our industry and invest in the future of West Virginia.
How big is the need in the industry?
We are in need of young professionals, for sure. Now, labor is one problem that we've tried to work on. We try to work with the legislature in improving some of the government programs that allow for some migrant workforces. However, that does us no good if we don't have the leadership in place to oversee and manage the work, the business, and those programs, educate those young people for what our industry needs. There are not a lot of young professionals in the nursery and landscape industry in the state of West Virginia. So we're trying to invest in that to bring. And I think to some result, a lot of these students who receive these scholarships end up in West Virginia businesses in this industry.
What sort of jobs are available in this center? Because when you say, you know, landscapers and nurseries, I mean, it kind of conjures up something in your head of this is what this person does. But what kind of different jobs are available that come under this umbrella?
So, I mean, a lot of landscape design build companies, that's the designer, the installer, the landscape construction part of a property, even a large commercial building. If you have a degree in landscape architecture or even horticulture with some experience, you could see yourself in a project manager role where you're overseeing large projects that go along with a large construction project. It's similar to the construction industry, how it works, but we're doing the landscape side of it. There's that. Even the professional level, you could be an account manager, a property manager. There's also landscape architecture, where if you have a degree in that and you have a license to practice landscape architecture or even a background with that education, you could work for an architecture or engineering firm providing consulting services. The horticultural field, you can work really in any landscape company that's doing landscape installs or grounds maintenance, professional grounds maintenance, lawn care. But you could also be working for a nursery that grows plants for wholesale or retail, or in, you know, other agricultural
like in other fields.
And yeah.
So how does West Virginia stack up against other states in the way that we educate people and that we offer these programs?
Well, the programs are there. So we are doing a great job.
Okay.
I think that recruitment is what we're trying to help, because, you know, as far as other states go, they have a little bit more of resources available, and that's just from funding available.
Right.
But it's there. Our flagship university has these programs available to young people to learn. So
what do you say to a young person or anyone that may be thinking about going into this field? Maybe it's just they're kind of weighing it, you know, A against B, whether I want to do this or not. What would your sales pitch to them to go into this field?
For me, having done this for 25 years, the sales pitch is that I have not ever had a single day that is exactly the same. This is the most non-monotonous, right? There's a new fire to put out. There's something to learn every single day. And it's an outside job. I've got a desk job. I'm a professional, but I'm out of the office 75% of the time, going to job sites, driving, being outside when the weather's beautiful. It's not a desk job. It's exciting.
I think sometimes when we think about Jason, people just naturally assume if you're looking at an office building or a hospital or a, you know, college or whatever in the state of West Virginia, people look at that and they just think, well, you know, they built the building and all the landscaping came along with it. That's not really the way it works. It had to come from somewhere.
Usually, if it's done right.
Yeah, if it's done correctly, that's the way it should go. And I would think that all the talk these days in the world of education, Jason, is about AI. And I would think that you probably utilize it for some things, but it's not a job or a vocation that's ever going to be completely replaced by AI or robots or anything like that.
I assume that it's pretty hard to nail the creative component where the human touch is required with artificial intelligence. But for the heavy lifting, I use it quite often.
Okay. Okay. To, but it's never going to be, it's never going to completely replace humans.
Oh, no.
You know,
I've got to supervise it.
Yeah. That's like, somebody's got to be the one to program it, and somebody's got to be the one to tell them what to do. If you had an appeal out there to businesses to about joining your organization, what would that be?
Well, this symposium, we cover the cost for the members to attend. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, the pesticide certification training that's part of the symposium, we include that cost. But the community projects that we get to be involved in with the membership is that's one of the most beneficial. If you've got a cause that you would like to see taken care of or come to fruition, this organization is well funded for those community projects. I mean, for instance, it's back in 2008 we worked with the YWCA and added some outdoor living spaces to the Sojourner Shelter here in Charleston. Mm-hmm. Created a children's play area, a basketball court, a picnic area, and a garden. These things were not on this property before we did that. It was a large project, and 20 years later, it needed a little bit of repairs. We funded the repairs to go back and fix some of the paving, and that led to the company that I work for, Valley Gardens, had a surplus of tulip bulbs, and we're like, well, what do we do with these? I said, let's put them in at the Sojourner Shelter. We've, you know, the association's spent money making this nice, and we pulled together the Charleston Catholic Middle School girls basketball team. My daughter plays on the team. So had a team building event, and they all planted the bulbs on a Saturday morning. And I mean, it's just a special community project. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that is why I really like being part of the board. And we've done other things. You know, we recently funded a welcome sign and an entrance landscape bed at Point Pleasant High School. We donated some landscaping around the entrance to the West Virginia Botanic Garden up in Morgantown. And, you know, we also did a really nice project for the Institute for the Institute for the Blind.
Okay. All right. It sounds like that you're doing a lot of good things. Before we close, give us the information again on the scholarships where people can learn more and the symposium coming up.
All of this is available on WVNLA.org, the George Longenecker Scholarship and the Marcus Rennick Scholarship. And our symposium is on February 18th in Charleston at the Embassy Suites.
Jason, appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. West Virginia Nursing and Landscape Association Vice President.